Upon hearing the news of Akikaya's death, Ravana became deeply depressed. Feeling the situation hopeless, he brooded, "Ram and Lakshman are inconceivably powerful. With their astonishing prowess, they have already slain the best of my warriors. I can now understand that Ram is Lord Narayana himself, appearing in human form. Although I had previously been informed of this fact, I considered it to be merely the ravings of cowards and fanatics. Oh, who can possibly defeat Ram?" Turning to his ministers, Ravana said, "Now, make certain that the city's gates are heavily guarded. Increase the security around the Ashoka Grove. I want everyone to remain on full alert to watch the movements of the enemy." Seeing his father with tears in his eyes and overwhelmed by grief and lamentation, Indrajit spoke up. "As long as I am still alive, there is no reason for you to grieve in this way. My dear father, I promise you that I will kill Ram and Lakshman this very day." And so, with the blessings of his father, Indrajit went to his sacrificial altar. He then took a living goat by the neck and threw it into the sacrificial fire as an offering. At once the fire flared up brilliantly, forecasting victory for Ravana's pet son. Then Agnidev himself came out of the flames to accept the offering. Thereafter, Indrajit invoked the mantras which enabled himself, his donkey-drawn chariot, and all of his paraphernalia to become invisible. After dispatching his army to attack the enemy, Indrajit took an invisible position in the sky and began raining arrows down upon the monkey soldiers. The monkeys attempted to retaliate by hurling numerous trees and rocks at the point where they thought the arrows had originated. But the Rakshasa deflected all the missiles while continuing to cut down as many as 9 monkeys with a single arrow. Indrajit then invoked the Brahmastra, causing heaven and earth to tremble. That supreme weapon produced countless arrows, which knocked all the monkey warriors onto the ground. Millions of monkeys fell dead instantly. The invisible Indrajit continued to shower down spears, swords, and axes. The bewildered monkeys could see the weapons as they fell from the sky, but were unable to sight their assailant. Even Hanuman, Sugriva, Nila, and Jambavan fell to the ground wounded, and Ram and Lakshman appeared to be eclipsed by Indrajit's weapons. Although covered by arrows, Ram remained undisturbed. "O Lakshman, I can understand that Indrajit is releasing arrows surcharged with the power of Lord Brahma. As long as this powerful Rakshasa remains invisible, no one will be able to conquer him. Therefore, it is best if we let ourselves be overcome by his arrows. And when Indrajit sees that we have fallen unconscious, surely he will consider himself victorious and then return to Lanka to inform Ravana." Ram and Lakshman became seriously wounded by Indrajit's arrows and fell down unconscious on the ground. Seeing his enemies vanquished, Indrajit exulted with joy and returned to Lanka to tell his father. The surviving monkeys became exceedingly depressed to see Ram and Lakshman's condition. Vibhishan, however, assured them, "O great heroes, do not lament. For Ram and Lakshman have voluntarily put themselves in this helpless condition just to honor the weapons of Lord Brahma. Very soon they will rise up and vanquish the enemy. Hanuman then offered his respects to the Brahmastra and said, "The fighting has subsided and night has fallen. Therefore, our first business should be to restore the remaining monkeys to confidence." Hanuman and Vibhishan then took up torches and began to wander over the battlefield. There they saw Sugriva, Angada, Nila, Nala, and some 6 million monkeys lying on the ground, all struck down by Indrajit's Brahmastra. They found Jambavan severely wounded, unable to see. Jambavan inquired, "Is Hanuman still living?" Vibhishan then asked Jambavan, "Why are you inquiring about Hanuman and not about Ram, Lakshman, Sugriva, and Angada?" "Oh, it is because if Hanuman is living, then the army is still intact, even if it is apparently massacred. But if Hanuman is dead, then the entire army is destroyed, even if the soldiers are apparently alive." Upon hearing this, Hanuman came forward. Clasping Jambavan's feet, Hanuman spoke, "Rest assured that I am well. O Hanuman, go quickly to the Himalayas and locate the Rishaba mountain. For between Rishaba and Kailas is an effulgent mountain covered with powerful medicinal herbs which illuminate all directions. You must gather 4 of these herbs and bring them back here. These herbs are Mrita Sanjeevani, which can restore even a dead man back to life, Siyalakarani, used for extracting weapons and healing wounds, Subarnakarani, which restores the body's original luster, and Sandhani, which is used for healing fractured bones and joining severed limbs. So if you can't procure these herbs, then all the monkey heroes who have lost their lives can be revived." Hanuman became enlivened and swelled up with renewed energy. After going to the Trikuta mountain, Hanuman squatted down in preparation for a tremendous leap. The mountain peak crumbled from his pressure, and trees burst into flames from the friction Hanuman generated. Likewise, Lanka's palaces and city gates began to collapse, and the entire city trembled, striking fear into all the hearts of the citizens. Hanuman first jumped to the Malaya Mountains on the opposite side of the sea. Further expanding himself, Hanuman bowed to the sun god and then again leaped into the air, drawing up huge rocks and trees in his wake. And while soaring through the air at the speed of wind, Hanuman soon sighted the Himalaya Mountains with their golden peaks. After sighting Mount Rishaba and Mount Kailas, Hanuman located the mountain situated between them, which Jambavan had described, and was astonished to see its blazing effulgence. Hanuman searched frantically all over the mountain for the required herbs. However, the creepers had hidden themselves upon sensing the arrival of an intruder, so Hanuman could not locate them. Hanuman roared ferociously and challenged, "O mountain, if you try to impede the service of Lord Ram, I shall smash you into millions of tiny pieces." Receiving no response, Hanuman decided that if he could not find the herbs, he had better bring the entire mountain and let Jambavan find them for himself. Breaking off the top of the mountain, Hanuman sprang into the air and quickly flew the 1,000 yojanas to Lanka. As he landed on the peak of Trikuta Mountain, all the monkeys shouted with joy. Jambavan quickly gathered the required herbs and placed them below the nostrils of Ram and Lakshman for them to inhale, upon which their wounds were immediately healed. The herbs were then administered to the wounded monkeys, who all sprang to their feet as though rousing from a sound sleep. Even the monkeys who were previously killed were instantly revived by the herbs. Hanuman then quickly returned to the Himalayas and put the mountain peak back in its place. Hanuman had completed the entire mission in just one day, and when he returned to Lanka, night had already fallen. Sugriva told him, "My dear Hanuman, since all the dead Rakshasas have been thrown into the sea upon Ravana's order, we cannot estimate how many of them have been killed. Nevertheless, of all of Ravana's sons, only Indrajit still survives. Thus Lanka is now defenseless. I suggest we take up torches and invade the city at night to throw the enemy into confusion."